Section 108. Praise be thou, O my God, that thou hast been true to what the pen of thy revelation hath inscribed upon the tablets sent down by thee, unto them whom thou hast chosen above all thy creatures, and through whom thou hast unlocked the doors of thy mercy and shed abroad the radiance of the light of thy guidance. Glory to thee, that thou hast laid bare what had from eternity been wrapped up within the tabernacle of thy majesty, thine omnipotence and glory, and through which thou hast decked forth the heaven of thy revelation and adorned the pages of the book of thy testimony. And when the pledge was fulfilled and the promised one appeared, he was rejected by such of thy servants as professed to have believed in him, in whom thy Godhead was manifested, whom thou didst ordain to be the herald of this revelation, and through whose advent the eyes of the inmates of the sanctuary of thy unity were cheered. I know, O my Lord, neither their reasoning with which they have acknowledged thee and believed in thy signs, nor their argument whereby they have repudiated thy sovereignty. Every time I call them to thee and say, O people, consider the utterances of the Lord your God, which are in your possession, and those that have been sent down from the heaven of his will and power, they cavil at thee and turn their backs to thee, though, as thou art aware, each of the words that have gone out of the mouth of thy will sheddeth the fragrance of the breaths of thy mercy. Some have chosen to cleave to him who is counted unworthy to converse with any of thy servants that watch at thy door, Mirza Yahya. How much more to enter into the court in which the tongue of thy majesty speaketh. Cleanse thou their hearts and their eyes, O my Lord, that they may see with their eyes and understand with their hearts, that haply they may be attracted by thine utterances to the dayspring of thine inspiration, and draw nigh unto the soft flowing stream of thy knowledge. Thou art he, O my Lord, who hath in every line of thy book entered into covenant with them for me, and made it so sure that none of thy creatures can any longer evade it. Thou didst say, and thy word is the truth, one single letter from him excelleth all that hath been sent down in the Bayan. Thou dost consider, therefore, O my God, how they have transgressed against thy cause, and beholdest what their hands have wrought in thy days. They have so grievously wronged me, that the lote tree of thy revelation moaneth, and the inmates of the tabernacle of thy majesty and the dwellers of the cities of thy names lament. I know not, O my God, for what reason they have risen up to oppress me, and by what proof they have turned aside from him who is the dayspring of thy signs. I beseech thee, O thou who art the Lord of all names and the creator of the heavens, to aid them to act equitably in thy cause, that haply they may discover the sweet smell of the robe of thy mercy, and set their faces towards the horizon that shineth with the brightness of the light of thy face. Weak are they, O my Lord, and thou art the Lord of strength and power. They are but paupers, and thou art the all-possessing, the most generous. Thou art well aware, O my God, that throughout my life I have sought no advantage for myself. I have offered up my spirit and my whole being for the exaltation of thy word amidst thy creatures, and the glorification of thy name among thy servants. Thou didst send me with such a testimony that they who are the exponents of thy revelation and the daysprings of thine inspiration were stirred up with vehement longing. Through it thy proof was established and thy bounty fulfilled, and thy cause perfected, and thine utterances released, and thy clear tokens uncovered. Thou knowest, O my God, that I have wished only what thou hast wished, and desire what thou dost desire. Were I to speak forth before thy servants the things wherewith thou didst through thy bounty inspire me, and which thou didst command me to utter amidst thy creatures, the oppressors among thy people would cavil at me. And were I to hold my peace and cease to celebrate the wonders of thy praise, all the limbs of my body would be stirred up to extol thee. I know not what the water is with which thou didst create me, or what the fire thou didst kindle within me. I swear by thy glory, I shall not cease to mention thee, though all that are in thy heaven and on thy earth rise up against me. Thee will I magnify in all circumstances, with a heart wholly rid of all attachment to the world and all that is therein. Praise be thou, the well-beloved of the hearts of all such as have recognized thee.